It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
It is a bit sad because sometimes you have people that come to the restaurant and, you know, they spend more time on their phone posting and taking pictures than actually enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
The idea of a restaurant is enjoying the moment with the people that you share it with. That would give me great pleasure, is to see a restaurant full of people that had a very good time with each other.
Yeah, that's Chef Giorgio Locatelli talking to the Go To Food podcast. I want you to picture the scene. You're out now, later tonight, really fancy restaurant. You've saved up for this big treat, nice trip. And this beautiful plate of food arrives out in front of you, down on the table, the little tiny radishes, and there's foam on the plate, and it's all decorated with these beautiful, colourful circles of unknown dressings. How strong is the compulsion to take a picture? Journalist Shameen De Bruin is with me on the line today. Does your phone eat first, Shameen?
It does indeed, but not always. So basically, I think that people have always wanted to show their food to other people. Like, it actually goes back to ancient Rome, people painting pictures of food. It's in art galleries. It's all around the world. So people have always wanted to, like, show off their food to their friends, because part of eating is telling people what you've eaten. But there's, like, a line, you know? You don't want to be the person who takes out a ring light and sets up a photo shoot in the middle of a restaurant. You know, I think we don't want to go too far, but I think it's okay to take a little picture to show your mom what you ate if you ate something fancy.
So do I. I'm completely with you on this. I am probably the most guilty culprit of this that you're going to hear from today when we're talking about banning people from restaurants, like Michelin star chef Giorgio Locatelli wants. One of the first things I will do, no, not at every single meal that I eat, but if I am out for a nice meal, I will take out my phone. I don't have a ring light. I probably won't necessarily put on the flash. I will take a picture. No question about it. And I probably will share it to social media. I wouldn't take photographs of myself, but I'll take pictures, Shameen, of the food.
Absolutely. I think also it is a kind of art food, you know, like, it's often very colourful. It's very interesting to look at. It shares so easily. And everyone always wants to know what other people are eating. We all want to know where you've been.
Yeah. Columnist at the Sunday Times Ireland, Tom Durley, is joining us as well, Shameen. Do you agree with Giorgio Locatelli about this, Tom? Should people who take pictures, well, should I be banned from restaurants, basically?
No. But I think Giorgio Locatelli has a point.
Mm.
And it extends, you know, way beyond pictures of nice dishes on Instagram. We've come to a point now where most of us witness reality, not with the naked eye, but through the lens of a smartphone. If you see any great event, I suppose the last one I was conscious of was the election of the new Pope. And the people who were there to share in the experience of this, for some people, this, you know, momentous occasion, they weren't actually looking at what was happening. They were filming it, or they were taking photographs, and they literally had their phones up to their faces. So there's kind of a disconnect with reality. Now, when it comes to food, when I was a restaurant critic, I felt very conscious of the fact that I would take a quick photograph of each dish as it came along. It wasn't to share on social media. It was as a kind of aide memoir that would remind me of what was on my plate so I could write about it.
Yeah.
I was always a bit self-conscious doing that. So a lot of the photographs I took were unrecognizable and blurry and actually, frankly, not much use.
Weren't but, very appealing. But I suppose you were doing it for kind of different purposes, though, Tom,
well,
because...
I think I had a good excuse. But I mean, not everybody who could see me doing this knew that I was working. At least I hope they didn't.
Yeah.
And but, I do confess to, okay, I tend not to put photographs of restaurant food up on Instagram. And occasionally I do if it's very interesting or, I want to share something about it. But it's not a habit. I mean, I don't take a picture of everything.
Well, I think Giorgio Locatelli's point, though, is that he, when you listen to the podcast, the Go to Food podcast in full, he says it's sad. He thinks it's sad that people feel the need to be on social media rather than enjoying the moment, friends or family when they're in the restaurant.
This is the whole thing about food. I mean, food is a lot more than just fuel. It's something that brings us together. It's a sense of communion in a very real sense, and I have seen tables of people who could be having a whale of a time and exchanging stories and comments and reminiscences, but they are actually constantly looking at their phones. And I was in a restaurant. I can't remember where it was, but recently it was Galway, and there was a Japanese couple who seemed to be greatly enjoying their meal. They weren't taking photographs of the dishes, but they were scrolling through their phone and not speaking to each other for the entire meal. And I just thought, that's a bit weird,
Yeah, it's a different story. There's a listener here says, I don't understand why people take pictures of their food. Why do they do it? Like, all they did was order the food. They didn't make it. So I don't see the sense of achievement in ordering food. Chef Andrew Rudd, who's the director of the Medley private venue, Andrew is with us on the line today. Do you despair when you see phone-obsessed diners, Andrew?
Not at all. Not at all. Hi, Tom, by the way. So, it's not a culinary crime, okay? So, my friends, myself, we're all into kind of food. Whenever we go out, I had two friends in Japan last week, and they just constantly sent us pictures of food. And that, for us, was inspirational. I don't share it on Instagram. I don't share it on social media. The one thing you don't want to do is, be obstructive to other guests. You don't want to have your kind of camera lens out. You don't want to have flashing photographs. Do it nice and discreetly.
Yeah.
It's all about savoring the moment. It's all about looking at, the providence of food. I just think it's a little bit precious when chefs start arguing that, you shouldn't take your phone out. Is it a crime to celebrate what they're producing? Is it a crime to celebrate
the free marketing they're getting, Andrew?
Food? Pardon?
The free marketing that they're getting from all of the influencers posting pictures.
I could not agree more. I could not agree more. I mean, listen, it is... quite obstructive, being at a table in a restaurant, you've got guests, sitting next to you, flashes going off, having your phone out the whole time. That's not what it's about. It's about taking a picture of the moment, taking a picture of the food, sharing it with your friends. Listen, people do it with babies. People do it with children. Why shouldn't you do it with food? Now, I'm standing here, actually. I turned off all the fridges in the kitchen so we didn't have any kind of noise pollution. But Andrew, my chef, is chucking 500 oysters. If only you could see this. That's culinary porn, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it really is food porn, isn't it? There's a text here from a listener who's got in touch with us, 087 1400 106. They've sent, this text must be from a restaurant owner. It's two different pizzas and a pint in the background. And they've sent me in the picture to say that a customer shared this picture with us last week. It's a great photo. We can use it for marketing. We were absolutely delighted that they sent it in. There's probably a little bit too, Shameen, a little bit in people that they, maybe want to let others know that they're eating in the on-trend places.
Yeah, I do think wherever bread is broken, culture is formed. And how do we communicate culture, but in how we communicate with each other? And a lot of the times these days, while we don't see each other as often, we are in more constant communication. So we're sending each other pictures either directly, like in a WhatsApp group with your friends, or passively just showing people where you've been living your life on your social media. And like, it creates an entire ecosystem of culture, and it creates food trends, and people then get inspired by what they've seen other people eat. Like, if you've seen someone online go to Noma in Copenhagen and eat some crickets, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize people ate crickets. You know,
yeah.
And then you can go look into it.
Yeah, if I'm traveling now, or if I'm away, Andrew, for a weekend, I probably will look at TikTok and look for recommendations for nice restaurants, places to go where other people.
Yeah,
have
and
been,
you know what?
You
know? I don't have TikTok, so I don't even know how to use it. But I was away recently, and a friend of mine said that the only way they look to, you know, decide on, you know, selecting a restaurant is through TikTok. And that's the big trend at the moment. It's not Instagram. It's not Love in Dublin. It's not all of these kind of things. People look at at TikTok. So I need to maybe kind of like embrace it.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant for recommendations. Tom, are you using social media in any way to find the better on-trend places?
Up to a point, yeah. I do find Instagram quite handy for that.
Yeah.
But I also ask people, sometimes on social media, sometimes personally, what they're excited about. If they know a city particularly well, I find that more useful. You know, I do have a confession to make about,
go on,
taking pictures of food. And I do agree with the listener who said, you know, if you make the dish, at least you have a sense of achievement, and you can share it with people. I do that a bit when I cook stuff myself. It doesn't always.
Oh, so do I.
Right.
Don't worry. If you're a regular follower of, if you follow me on Instagram at all, you'll basically know I post nothing, only food porn, really, to be honest, on my Instagram account. Tom Dooley. Thanks a million. Thanks a million for joining us on the show. Columnist with the Sunday Times, journalist Shameen De Bruyn as well, and Chef Andrew Rudd there, who's the director of the Medley Private Venue. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. As this listener says, part of the eating out is telling people what you've eaten. No, it isn't just that simple. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.